Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Let's talk summer festivities. Whether it's celebrating graduations, jetting off on summer adventures, or dancing the night away at the epic end of summer wedding, Macy's has got you covered. Seriously, Macy's is like my summer savior. I have a fancy wedding on the horizon, so now I'm on the hunt for the perfect black tie dress, and you better believe Macy's is my first stop. I mean, with brands like DKNY and Michael Kors, it's a no-brainer. Macy's is the MVP of wedding season. And speaking of summer vibes, I'm already daydreaming about lazy days by the pool. Macy's is my go-to for all things poolside. Bathing suits that make you feel like $1 million, beach towels to soak up the sun, and even floaties to keep the kids entertained. They've seriously got it all. So whether you're glamming up for a special occasion or stocking up for summer fun, shop at Macy's.com or in-store to find everything you need to make this summer unforgettable. Don't miss out. Shop at Macy's.com or in-store, and let's make this summer one for the books. Becca, do you want to clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
We've just started the show and Mark's already on me.
I'm not on you. As a producer, you produce.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just giving you notes.
We are scrubbing in today. We are sans Becca.
Sansy.
She is on vacation, but we're holding down the fort. Don't you worry. I've got Mark and Easton and Hannah here, and I'm very excited for the show today.
As are we. And Kelty's always so fun.
She is always so fun. And she is somebody that I really admire in the industry because she really does so much. Like, you know how everybody says, like, you know, when you have like a job, when you check a box at the doctor's office and they say, like, what do you do professionally?
Right.
She could never check a box because she does so many things and she keeps doing more and more things.
What do you put in that box?
I put radio host, I think.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
I put radio producer.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, thanks.
We're just so one-dimensional.
I guess we are. Yeah.
Kelty's not that.
No.
And so she has a new show coming out and I was like, you know what? You got to come on Scrubbing In and promote the new show because we just love everything about Kelty. She is a award-winning TV personality. She's from Canada, so we love our Canadians. Her credits include CBS's Entertainment Tonight, the Thanksgiving Day Parade on CBS. She's done the Grammys Red Carpet Live, and she's currently the chief correspondent for E! News. She is a New York Times best-selling author, something that I am not. And her podcast, Lady Gang, is just getting so many impressive downloads worldwide. She is the creator, executive producer, and co-host of the new CBS primetime series, Superfan. Please, let's give a warm welcome to Kelty Knight.
Hey.
Yay, me. Kelty Knight is here.
Oh my God. It's so good to see you in person. It has been, I think, since you and Becca beat us at the People's Choice Awards for top podcasts, since I've seen you in person.
2018 or 19?
We won 18. Like a bunch of years. I don't know. Didn't you win it like for 4 years in a row or something?
2 years in a row. Yeah, 2 years, okay. In a row. Yeah.
Since then. So good to see you, friend.
It's good to see you too. No. I was really excited to have you on because, you know, I'm just like such a fan and supporter of everything that you do. And so when I saw that Superfan was coming out, I was like, we have to have you back to scrub in to talk about it.
And I'm really angry that you didn't apply. You know what? Because we haven't had the Jonas Brothers on yet.
Yes.
So when we have Jonas Brothers on, I fully expect a casting tape.
Wait,
you would be amazing.
How many episodes are in the season?
So we have 6 episodes. It's like a TV spectacular special series. So just 6 episodes. It starts August 9th with LL Cool J. And then we have Shania, Pitbull, Kelsey Ballerini, who I love, Little Big Town, who I love, Gloria Estefan. So we're really excited. It's like every genre.
And so basically a lot of fans apply. And then how does it work?
Yeah. So basically what happened, like I'll use Shania as an example because I'm wearing a Let's Go Girls t-shirt.
Okay.
So we had Shania make a social post and say, hey, I'm looking for my number one super fan. Here's how you apply. So there was just like hundreds of thousands of applicants from around the world. We really only took people from America. There's like a one exception from a Canadian guy for Shania, but and they had to prove three different ways that they're a super fan. So they had to prove like they knew the trivia about them, obviously. They had to prove that they knew the music in the auditions. And then they had to like have a fandom story. Like one of the guys was like, I have a Gloria Estefan room in my house, and like took us for a tour of the room. And like another girl for Shania was like, I was such a fan of you when I was growing up because my parents listened to you, and then I rediscovered you in college, and then I got diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, and like I listened to Come On Over every time I was in treatment because it just cheered me up for some reason, and like has a big Let's Go Girls tattoo across her back. Like,
oh, wow.
Just like really cool stories. There's like some people that learn English by listening to, you know, and then like, oh my gosh, there was a kid that like for the LL Cool J episode who literally like has built his whole life around LL, like wears the turtleneck and the chain and the Kangol and like looks like a mini LL. It's like so adorable. Anyway, so we cast a whole bunch of them, and they all came to the studio, and then no one knew they were getting called until the moment that we're actually filming the show.
Is the premise that the artist actually gets to pick their number one super fan?
So we didn't want to make the artists have to choose because we thought they wouldn't want to.
Yeah.
So what it is it's three rounds of super fan like game show play where they prove their fanness, and each round we eliminate someone, like someone gets the lowest points or doesn't get the song or whatever. And then the final two compete, and it's actually America votes. So we don't know who wins yet.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, so it's like RuPaul's Drag Race is my favorite television show. And so what they do in their finale is they film two endings, you know, with like each person winning. And then they do a watch party, and whoever RuPaul picks, that's what they roll. So nobody knows until it actually airs on TV. And that was really important to me.
Oh, that's so
you're going to
cool.
be able to watch at home and be like, I've fallen in love with this guy, TJ. And like, I'm going to vote hashtag superfan TJ during the hour.
You know, I appreciate that because as a fan of Love Island UK, when I watch it in real time, and I was so excited to finally get to that point where I'm watching with them. And then I realized I can't vote because the UK is like a few days ahead.
Ugh.
I'm like... so pissed about it.
Yeah. So I was really important because I feel like, you know who should decide the super fan? The other
Fans.
Members of the fandom.
Yeah.
So they should watch and judge and be like, who do we want to carry this crown?
Okay. But I want to talk about like this show from inception to now, because when was this your thought? Like, when did you have the idea of this show? Because you're the creator. You're the creator, the executive producer, and a co-host.
Yes. I'm so tired, but I don't know what happened in Hollywood, but like no one was calling me. It was like everyone lost my phone number, and I was like, am I ever going to work again? And so then I had to make a show and hire myself to be the host of it. So you're welcome, me. Yay. Good job. Hey. Cause I was like, wait, I've like worked in TV for like a decade, and then I left my job, and then I was like, someone else will call me for a job. Nobody called. And I was like, well, I better make a show. So I actually originally registered this idea with the Writers Guild and Directors Guild in 2014. So it was an idea I had very, very long time ago. It didn't really come to fruition until I had left the job that I was at for a long time.
And what year was that?
That was right at the start of COVID.
Okay.
So we'd started talking about it. I was at the Grammys the year that they were in New York City. I'm not sure if you were there that year.
2018? Yeah. No, I was not.
And I had spoken with the executives at CBS, and they're like, we want to do more music programming. And I was like, I've got something for you. So I started working on it. And then we pitched it, and it was almost an instant yes, which was amazing because CBS is the home of the Grammys. And you guys know like how far music programming goes and how special musicians are and your relationship with them. So it was almost an instant yes. And then everything from that point on has been an absolute dumpster fire, like getting it made. It was so hard to get a budget approved. It's so expensive to make television, especially with A-list celebrities. It was so hard during COVID to film anything. So we had to like COVID test everyone, and it adds hundreds of thousands of dollars to the budget. Like, it's just insanity. It was so hard to book. Like, you go to these big stars and you're like, hey,
can you do my show?
Do my show, and it's going to be fans. And they're like, yeah, I want to, but like, oh, sorry, not available. I'll just go on The Voice again. You know what I mean? Because it's like people don't want to be the first at anything. Yeah. They want to know it's a hit before they go on it. So it was all like our relationships, and it was crazy. And then in the edits, right when we finished filming the show, my brother has been mentally ill my whole life, but he really had a down series of events, and I actually had to go up to Canada, and I lived in Canada for 2 months and admitted him to the psych ward. So I was literally like doing edits and meetings from his kitchen table over Zoom in this post-production where I like wanted to be in the studio with everyone watching the edits and stuff, but I had to do everything over Zoom. And then at 4 o'clock, I would go get him a Denny's BLT sandwich, and then I would sit in the psych ward with him all night. So it was just like a really intense time that I didn't get to enjoy. And the whole pre-production of Superfan, he was just spiraling. So it was just like, I stayed focused for the 10 days we shot, and then I just had to go be with my family. So it's like just all of it has been so difficult, and has been the greatest, worst thing of my life.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's been amazing. It's my dream show. If this doesn't work out, I swear to God, I saw online, there's an island in Nicaragua for sale for like $300,000, the whole island, multiple houses. And I was like, am I going to stay in Hollywood if this show doesn't work? I don't know.
You would never.
I know, but that's what everyone says. But I'm tired. Aren't you tired?
No, I don't think I'm as tired as you, because I think...
Like, of the hustle, of the rejection, of being told no, of not being picked. Like, ugh.
How do you know if it's going to be good or not?
Well, I know the show is fantastic.
No. I mean, like, what you say is a success, like, quote unquote.
Like getting a second season.
Got it. Okay.
Getting picked up.
And when do you find that out?
I mean, it can be in the first two episodes, or maybe they'll wait till the whole thing. But like, you know, the television business in general is a little bit of a dumpster fire at the moment. So yeah. I'm not exactly sure that they're like, we really want to green light everything. Like, yeah. It's very competitive, especially on a network like CBS, because if you don't get like 20 million people watching your show, you're a bomb.
No.
It's so hard.
Not
yeah.
20 million people. Well, how many 20 million people aren't watching anything these days.
How many people you think are going to watch Big Brother? 10 million? Probably.
Maybe 9.
Yeah, 9 million. So we would need to have, right?
Yeah.
9 or 10 million. So we would need to hold on to like at least half of our lead in, which is Big Brother. So we got to have like 5 or 6 million people watch. Stay up till 10 o'clock. I think they will. It's a great show.
I think they will.
If you love music and Hollywood people and like the betterment of the regular Joe winning, you know?
You posted something the other day that I found to be really interesting. And it was like, it was on your Instagram story, and you were saying how, you know, you're launching this show at the time when there's a writer's strike, and you guys were promoting your second book with Lady Gang.
Yes.
In the middle of COVID, and same with your clothing line.
Yeah, so I'm starting to feel like it's me. I'm the problem. It's me.
But it's not, because I think a lot of people are also, I mean, these are huge things that are happening like in society and culture in the yeah. world. And so a lot of people haven't affected the same way that you have.
Yeah.
But it really messes you up, because it's like you put so much of your time and energy and effort and your life into this thing.
Yes.
And then not to be able to do it properly, give it its proper
yeah
welcome to the world, it just feels very heartbreaking.
Yeah. My podcast Lady Gang, we got a big clothing line deal with Express, and it was supposed to be for multi collections and in stores, and there's going to be like billboards of us in the windows and stuff. And then COVID hit, and they're like, we're not selling any clothes, especially workwear, which our collection was like really meant for work. It was a lot of blazers yeah. and stuff, and they're like, we're just going to put it up online. And it was very unceremonious and sad.
Yeah.
We still sold a ton of clothes, so yeah. that was kind of a bummer, and then here we are.
But how are you getting through it? Like, how are you looking at, because you seem to be in good spirits?
Oh, I'm only happy because I'm seeing you.
No.
I have my sunshine mind on right now.
Aww.
I have my sunshine mind on. I'm like, I'm a yellow aura'd delicious person.
Yeah.
I don't know, like I think it's like, to be honest, every year and every kind of like thing that comes at me, it's like another chink in the armor. And I feel like as I get older, I care more. Like, I think in my 20s,
I feel like you would care less.
Yeah. Well, I'm more like stable as a human. Like, financially, I'm stable. I'm married to a really good man. Like, I know who I am. And so the personal stuff of like, your face looks like a horse and like the little comments on Instagram, like that stuff doesn't hurt me the way that it used to. But like the career things of, I've been hustling now for like 15 years, 20 years in this business. And I really was just hoping at some point all your hard work would accumulate in it getting somehow easier. Like the doors opening wider or something like
that's
that.
That's interesting. Cause like for you, what does that mean? Like all this hard work, what would be the payoff for you? Like what would be dream case scenario for you right now?
I think what is like kind of unknown and what people don't understand is that like I have never been called and offered a job until my job at E. They actually called me and offered me that job. Like said, hey, we want you. And I didn't audition, but I've never been called by my agent. I don't even have an agent anymore. Like in my whole history of my career, no one's ever been like, we'd like to see Kelty audition for this show. Or
right, you've created
we'd possibly
everything.
Like to have her host X Factor. Like never, ever, ever. Every single thing I've done in my career, whether it be the podcast or the TV or whatever, has been through me getting in with like a tiny, like when I started at CBS on Insider and Entertainment Tonight, I was a digital girl. I made $500 a month and made my own videos, booked them, edited them with my own camcorder, put them up on a website for them, did the SEO on it. Like I got in this much and then from there hustled my way up to being correspondent and all these things. But like no one has ever been like, hey, Kelty, it would be so great if you could come to our event and I would like to give you a bunch of money, or I would like you to like host this show, or hey, I think you're a great host, maybe you could audition for The View, or you would be so great on such and such thing. Like no one's ever done that. Like it's literally just me spitting my creations out into the world, and it's exhausting.
Yeah,
like isn't there just like some showbiz granddaddy that can just be like, Kelty, we would like you to be at our thing. And we'd like to pay you to be there. Whatever it is, I'll host anything. Like I'll host like the envelope opening competition. Like I don't care what the show is. The worse, the better. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess I never realized that everything that you've done, you've literally created out of thin air.
You know, it's like, I'm sure there's been times in your life where like either someone on your behalf has reached out to someone, or, you know, maybe it was E when you were doing the live red carpets, like someone reaches out and says, hey, you know, we're thinking about you. Would you be interested?
Yeah.
What is that like? I've never had that. I've literally never had it.
That is so crazy. I did not realize
that. And so like my sunshine mind gets a little dark.
Yeah.
Because you're just like having to be your own warrior all the time and having to like sell your wares, and it's just kind of starting to get tiring.
Yeah.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. This week, May 6th through May 13th, Rakuten is having their biggest cashback event of the year. It's a festival of savings with big cash back at hundreds of stores. Don't miss headliners like Ulta, Good American, and Dyson, and top categories like fashion, beauty, electronics, and home essentials. I'm so excited to shop for all new makeup and even some pet products and treats for my dog, Sunny. And during Big Give Week, the cashback is bigger than ever. This is the perfect time to shop for everything you need for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. Rakuten really is the best way to shop. You can save by stacking cash back on top of deals. Plus, Rakuten deposits your cash back directly into your PayPal account. or they can send you a check. Rakuten has 15 million members who are already saving, and you can be one of them. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these. So go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app, R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers, get it.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful clean and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
But I will say, as an outsider, like looking at you, like, look, I admire so much what you've done because I do realize how freaking hard every step of that way is. And yeah. I just feel like you've created it for yourself. And there's something so really cool about that. No, honestly, I really like admire the hell out of you.
Well, I think we talked about it a little offline, like even when your book was coming out, there's something so weird about the way our industry works and friendships in this industry, because when you're just like coming up and everyone in the world wants to come on your radio show, and like you can sit across from the most famous people and they're like, we love you. But when you have your thing and you turn around and you're like, hey, I now have a thing, can you help me?
Yeah.
The silence can be deafening.
Yeah.
You know, and that was a really hard thing for me. And, you know, the people in my life were like, well, Kelty, you've worked on like the biggest television shows in the world. Like, of course, everyone's going to talk to you and you're going to have all these relationships, but like, they're not your friends.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they're not.
Yeah.
I really thought Angelina Jolie and I had something going.
No, but like, I just want you to know too, like, I really just respect you a lot. And I feel like, I think it was after the Lady Gang tour, after you guys had toured, you'd pick me up and we were going somewhere and you were just like very honest with me about like numbers and money and like things like that, that people don't talk about in the industry, but let alone women to women. And like, you were just so empowering with information just because you were like, I think you guys are great and you deserve this and like da 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 da. And I just found that to be really, really cool because it's like really challenging to be a woman in this industry because you can't stand up for yourself and you can't like say things. And you're also not, you don't have anything to stand on. You know what I mean? It's like nobody's telling you anything. So you're kind of going in blind. And like, that was like, that made me feel so powerful for some reason. Like I was like, yeah.
No, and I know. And I think what is really cool about, especially in the podcast world, moving from Superfan to like Lady Gang is that like we all came up kind of in the same, I like always say class of podcasts. It was kind of the same timing and the same, we were all breaking out being known as these top podcasts at the same time, which was like so thrilling. And I think what's so cool about it is that there was this community of like 5 to 8 podcasts and we've been so in the mix with each other that all of us, and it was never something we talked about, but there was never a conversation of like, well, only one of us can win. I mean, only one of us can win the People's Choice Award, which is scrubbing in. But like, it was never like there can be one top female podcast and then everyone else, you're screwed. Like we all went on each other's shows. We promoted each other. We helped each other whenever anyone else had things on. And I think talking about contracts and money and what we were making and what we should be making was like a really important part of that.
Yeah.
Because if you were making $4 an hour and I was making $20 an hour, like then that's really unfair. And it's meaning that when I leave and go somewhere else, then someone's going to try and pay me $4 an hour. And I don't want that. I want everyone to be at the $20 an hour mark.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the minimum wage is anymore. It was $4.14 when I got my first job in Canada. I was a chicken bone breaker, at least Famous Recipe Chicken, because you can't deep fry a thigh with the bone intact. It will not cook properly.
Ew.
You're welcome.
Ew.
I'm a vegetarian now.
Yeah. I was gonna say, I'm having a very weird thing with chicken these days. Like, I just like can't. I'm like being really grossed out with chicken.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, it really threw me off there with that one.
Sorry.
But with Lady Gang, do you feel, because how long have you guys been doing Lady Gang now?
Since 2015.
And you're just as hot as ever.
I don't know if that's true.
Really?
I mean,
how do you keep reinventing it or like making it fresh?
I don't know. We're trying to do video. Damn it. I wanted to get on a podcast so I could be ugly. My face is very puffy in the morning when we podcast. I don't want to be on camera, especially not my own camera that I'm setting up myself
and then
editing myself. Like, this is more work, guys. Podcasting was so easy. We got a little drunk. We sat in our sweatpants. We talked some shiz. And then we like turned the recording button off. Now I got to set up lights and put a eyelash on. It's exhausting.
Yeah, it is exhausting.
I don't know. I think we just have, like you guys, we have a really good core group of listeners. And we came into podcasting at an exciting time. Like, we've watched Becca meet her husband, get engaged, get married, have a baby. We've watched Jack have many, many bad boyfriends, find her person, get engaged. Now she's getting married in September. We've watched me be a maniac. So, you know, it's been great.
Be a maniac. But you guys, you were just talking before you got on. You and Chris have been together for 14 years.
14 years, yeah.
Married for 10.
Yeah.
And I saw that you posted something the other day about like you finally missed him for the first time.
I know. That's why I'm like becoming so soft. I'm becoming you.
I know. Well, what's your sign?
Aquarius.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
But I'm a 3 on the Enneagram, which is like I only care about work.
Oh, okay.
Anyway. My husband's been away for 6 weeks with one of his, he's a music manager with one of his artists, and they've been all over the world. They've been through Europe. And they're in Australia, and then they're going to Singapore. And it's been like so crazy in the time zones. Like, we've barely spoken. And I was watching The Bear. You watch The Bear?
I haven't. My boyfriend's watching it, but he always watches it after I fall asleep.
Okay. So it has a great 90s soundtrack.
Okay.
Like, the show's great, but like, it's a lot of Counting Crows and REM and just like really good 90s music that just makes me feel like a little desperate 15-year-old. And so then I like sat there and I was watching it, and this REM song was playing, and I was like, oh my God, I really miss Chris. I've never missed him before in my whole life. Like, he would go away for work, I'd be at work. Like, I'm happy to be alone. I'm very like independent person. I have lots to do. I like to putz. Like, I'm not really bothered. I'm not like one of those girls that's like a Labrador retriever that's like, and like, you know, like I'm just like kind of on my own and like I'm cool. And anyway, I just really missed him.
Literally the opposite of me.
And then it went away. I'm fine now. It was just a moment.
It was just a moment, like a fleeting moment.
It was a moment. And that night, I was just like, I just miss him so much. And then I was like, Shmoopy Whoopy Poopy, you should FaceTime me. Rah, rah, rah. And he's like, who are you?
How did it make him feel?
I don't know. I think he was like, who is this? Because normally I just ignore his phone calls and pretend I'm in a meeting. I'm sorry, I do. I don't always want to talk.
Literally the opposite of me.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I always want to talk.
But that, what are you? What's your
Cancer.
Sign? Okay. But also, that's like your personality.
Yeah. Yeah, very much so.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's why you're the people's choice and why I am not. I'm the cold, hard bitch choice.
No, you're not.
No, I'm a nice person, but I'm not a big social person. Like, I'm Jane Fonda. I don't really like people. And this will be my social interaction for like at least 4 days. Yeah.
Seriously?
Like, I'll just be hiding.
Is that how you get so much done?
I think so. I don't go out. Unless I'm getting paid, I'm not going to like your dinner.
That's so interesting.
No, that's a lie. I went to Becca Tilly's, I went to Becca's clothing launch and I wasn't getting paid just to support her.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You were there. You know, what's interesting is like I'm not going to say who it was because I don't remember, but it was somebody that's like very successful, successful businesswoman. And she was saying that she just does not like partake in social activity. Like, she just like works and then she's home. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, if I did that, I feel like I would be so much further along in my career. I feel like I am too social.
Ooh, I don't know. I mean, you're really liked. You're well liked and you're fabulous to follow on Instagram. Always an event, always a trip, a story, a pantsuit, a birthday party, a cake, a dinner with your guy. Like, it's fabulous to watch. And I think but my difference is like I don't like social activities, so for me I do take time off, like I'm not always working, but when I am not working, like I'll go on a hike with my dog and listen to like a podcast, or like for me I read like probably an hour and a half every night. Yeah, I love to read. I'm like looking forward right now. I'm sitting and you're my friend and I love you and I'm so happy to be here and I'm so excited to like talk about Superfan, but like I'm really looking forward to like 7:30 p.m. when I roll up with like a nice heating cuddly you know, thing that you put in the microwave and it smells like lavender. And I put it around my neck and then I'm just going to get in my book again. I can't wait to read.
So that's like your nightly routine. That's what you do every night.
Even when Chris is home.
And what do you do on the weekends?
I love to read. I love to read a book. I play canasta with my gays. I have like a little canasta club with my two friends. And so Chris and I will go with the, but Chris has been gone. So we learned how to play crib actually, because you can play that with three people. I was like, Chris is out. I play canasta. I really like to like organize like drawers. And I like to read and online shop and, you know, just big cool things like that.
Is
this why no one invites me into anything or offers me jobs?
That is so, no, I think it's so, it's the way the world works. Everybody has their own thing. Do you know what I mean?
I feel opposite. I feel like my career would be in a better place if I left the house and like networked.
Oh, interesting.
I feel like nobody knows that I exist because I don't. I'm a whisper. You see me on TV and then nowhere else.
That's so interesting.
You know, like how there's those people that are like doing the rounds and they're like at every event.
Every event.
Getting their picture taken.
Everywhere.
And I tried that for a little bit.
But there's something.
It's too expensive.
Every single day and night of the year. Like truly there's an, Beck and I call them industry events.
Yeah.
There's something every single
day. The dinner to celebrate the sunscreen and whatever.
This new launch and that new launch and come. And like I get invited to stuff at like 10 a.m. on a Tuesday.
Yeah. I'm like, I have a job.
Yeah. But people go like that. They do these events because people obviously can go. And I'm like, it can be, if you're going to everything, like truly exhausting.
And also, where are we getting the outfits? Because when I hustled this, I was doing Rent the Runway. And then it's like, no one wants to be photographed by Getty Images in a Rent the Runway frock. You know what I mean? It's like, it's great when it's like your cousin's graduation and you needed a gown for one time. But it's like the time that I appeared in like Star Magazine and the story was like, everyone's wearing lips. And like, it was all these like famous people with like lips on their dresses and then me wearing like a bad Rent the Runway lip dress. And I was like,
oh yeah.
Can't go out. Don't have enough clothes.
No.
I'll go to a concert. I'll go to a concert all the time. I'm with Jamie Lee Curtis. I could use a matinee.
I'm with Jamie Lee Curtis too.
I could even, but I'll go to a concert.
The Jonas Brothers, they like to keep it going till late. And
I went to their Vegas show and I was like, I'm exhausted and you haven't even come out yet.
Did they come out at 9?
They came out at like 9:15 or something. And then it's like, I mean, I enjoy the Hollywood Bowl because they have a hard cutoff.
Which
is kind of nice. You know, you're going to be done at 11.
Yeah.
But I went and saw Third Eye Blind at the YouTube space or whatever.
Yeah. YouTube theater.
Oh my God. It took forever for them.
Yeah.
But like all the hits. And
that's my biggest problem. I think my biggest downfall in life is that I
have to be up in the morning.
Yeah. I like to go to bed very early.
Yeah. Me too. I'm like, the sun is out most of the time. I'm like, curtains closed. So it's just like, I feel like we could really get a nice 5 p.m. concert. Why aren't they not doing that? They would sell more tickets.
I think so too.
People are having trouble selling tickets right now. If you're not Taylor or Beyonce, like every tour is bombing basically.
I think Jamie Lee Curtis was honestly onto something like with the matinees.
I would go. Like
I would go to a 5 o'clock.
It doesn't need to be matinee. It needs to be after work. Like, so it's like if our work day ends at 4:35,
yeah,
could we get a quick cocktail and then be at the concert ready to go at 6? And then the openers.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing. I know they need the openers because they need to sell a few extra tickets and then have a thing. But like, I don't need two openers I've never heard of before you go on at 10 p.m.
Yeah, I'm done with the openers.
I'm texting Live Nation being like, yo, what time are they really? Well, their managers or whatever being like, what time are they really going on? And then I go for that. Sorry to the openers. I know this is great for you, but like, I'm main girl energy only.
I'm main girl energy only.
I'd rather stay home and read for a few more hours and then go.
I know. I'm with you. I'm totally, totally with you.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices.
You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring.
Don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. That brand name handbag at this price? Of course.
Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Ross has something for everyone. Plus, each new shopping trip means new finds.
If you really love savings, head to Ross today. Believe me, your wallet will thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? And guess what? Macy's is celebrating in a big way. I was browsing Macy's online the other day, and I couldn't help but notice that they're highlighting some incredible AAPI-owned brands. I'm talking about names like Cardin, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve, brands that bring innovation, style, and diversity to the table. But wait, it gets even better. Macy's isn't just celebrating with fashion, they're also giving back. Throughout the month of May, you can support college access and student success by donating online or rounding up your purchase in store to APIA Scholars. APIA Scholars is an incredible nonprofit organization dedicated to empowering Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students to achieve their academic and professional dreams. And you can be a part of that mission simply by rounding up your purchase at Macy's checkout. Trust me, every little bit helps. So join me and Macy's this May in celebrating Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month and shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store. Let's celebrate culture, style, and education together. I want you to tell everybody where they can.
Oh my God. Yes.
Watch Superfan,
Thank
where
you.
They can follow Superfan, where they can tweet along
Thank
with
you.
Superfan, and how they can engage so that we can get you a season two.
I love you so much for saying that. Thank you for asking. Okay, so the show premiered on August 9th, but next week we have Shania. Every Wednesday for the next 6 weeks, we have Shania Twain, and it's a fabulous episode, and she's so, so, so good. So listen, I really need the Scrubbers to, is that what you call them? The Scrubbers,
yeah.
Right?
Scrub Sisters.
The Scrub Sisters to vote. Like, all I'm asking is for you to turn your television on at 9 p.m. to CBS, and just go on your Twitter before you delete it forever and just vote for your people. I'm so old school. I just want Superfan to trend. I want it to trend so that no matter what the ratings are, I can be like, but I mattered to the internet.
Yeah.
You know? And then you can watch it next day on Paramount Plus.
Okay.
So you
can. The Scrubbers are going to show up for you because you know why?
Because they know that they showed up too hard for you at the People's Choice Awards and then I lost.
No, it was when you were doing that social campaign for Superfan, she like asked us to do this TikTok,
oh,
right?
Let me tell you about this.
No, because I don't do TikToks. Like I get this text message from Kelty and I'm like,
she's like, can I support you in another way?
I literally said, can I support you in any other way? I just don't do these things on TikTok. And then I could just like feel the sadness on the other end. I was like,
okay. It's been dark.
Yeah. And so I was like, I'm going to do this. I needed a friend to come over and help me. So it took me a few weeks, maybe a month.
And she did it.
And
she's a great person.
I had the same exact thing happen when our book came out because.
Did you feel like, where are the people?
I didn't feel like, where are the people? Because a lot of people did show up. But a lot of people that I thought would show up didn't show up. And that was like really heartbreaking.
It's a real heartbreak, right?
Yeah. It's like, it really is. It hits you on a totally different level because I'm like, it takes nothing for you to like show support. And like, I didn't even need people to post the link. Like you, like some people that like know, they'll post the link to like get the book here. I'm like, I don't even need you to like post the link. Just like support me and show that you're there for me.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was like really eye-opening and like really, it was like a beautiful time because a lot of people did show up and show support, but also a really heartbreaking time because you pour so much of yourself into this thing. And then like,
yeah.
Yeah. So
and you're not really allowed. You're not allowed to talk about it because, like, we're so hashtag blessed. Like, oh my God, you got a publishing deal. You got a book put out that you can get in stores. Like, you're not allowed then to be like, wah wah. Like, I'm not allowed to be like, wow, I'm just so bummed that more people didn't do the Superfan dance challenge that I worked so hard on because I had my friend Alex DeLeon, who was in that band The Cab, write the theme song and specifically like employed by friends so that they would make residuals off the show. So it gets. Spread the wealth, like didn't just get like the guy that's been writing theme songs for 100 years, like right. Wanted someone new. It's like, where are the people? But it's fine. I'm fine. That's why I don't leave the house.
Like, the thing is also we have feelings. We're human beings. And like, that's, I think that is something. And the fact that you say you don't care anymore is like such a great place to be because yeah. I do care. Like my feelings really do get hurt.
Yeah.
I'm just like a sensitive flower. I'm trying not to be.
But you're also like younger than me. You've got years to get jaded like, and
maybe,
all.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I'll get there eventually.
And also like, you know, you just, I think the important thing, and like, this is even for not the everyday normie woman, but like anyone that is listening and like identifying with this is like, you just get smarter. You get smarter with how you spend your time and how you spend your energy. Like I've been a people pleaser my whole life. And when you're at the office and you're people pleasing and you're that person that never forgets someone's birthday and always brings in the cake and like you're killing yourself and you're not taking care of yourself because you're giving so much to other people.
Yeah.
Like, it is not a good way to live your life. Like you have to put on your oxygen mask first and really take stock of like what really matters, who really matters,
yeah.
who your people are, and then try to sort through life. Like, you know, and that was, it's a big wake up call and it's hard.
Yeah.
But I thought your book was amazing.
Thank you.
And I think that it just felt like it came out at a like, I don't feel like it had its moment. So it needs like a bigger moment.
Yeah. It definitely didn't have its moment.
You know?
It still has its time.
Well, yeah. And also like you can do that book in paperback, which I think is what you should do.
Oh.
Because it's hardcover and it's beautiful and it has all the covers and stuff like that. But like Danny Pellegrino just put his book in paperback and had a re-release that was super successful. Like our books have too many illustrations and stuff that we could never do it in paperback. But like, I think you should do it in paperback as like a paperback and then with journal pages in between it and stuff.
Oh, interesting. Look at that. Enterprising. Thank you, Kelty Knight.
That one's a freebie on me for doing the TikTok dance.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And we are going to tune in. I'm going to watch every single episode and tweet just to support you. And thank you so much for taking the time to be here today and scrubbing.
We love you.
Love
scrubbing
you.
Out. Wait, I forgot to tell you my Ellen story.
Which Ellen?
Papayo.
What?
Oh my God. I specially saved it. I didn't talk about it. Can I do? Sorry. I know.
Yes,
you guys,
please.
Oh my God.
Breaking news.
Tea. I forgot. Oh my God. Okay. I saved this. I didn't talk about it on the podcast because I wanted to save it for scrubbing in because I knew I was coming here. Okay.
Oh, please. So I went. She's nice.
Oh my God. She's amazing.
Okay.
So I go to the Beyonce concert in Dubai.
Oh, right.
Okay. Wait, did I tell you this already?
No, but I saw that you were there.
Okay. So I went to the Beyonce concert in Dubai and my husband's music manager, he's not Beyonce's manager, obviously, but we were invited to go. And so we got the full treatment. So I got to fly in Emirates in the first class, like pod thing where there's only like eight of them. It's like an apartment.
Yeah.
And so I'm flying and Chris is behind me in his pod. And then it was like some people. This woman comes down the aisle and she's got like, you know, they give you like the cotton pajamas when you're flying.
No, I haven't flown in their pods at first class at the Emirates.
So when you're in the pod, they give you like a pajama. It's like a very like jersey pajama set. And so most people change into that and they sleep in that for these long haul flights.
Yeah.
But this woman comes down in like her own knit thing with like a long cardigan that was like beautiful purple color. And I reach out because I'm like, wow, it's so beautiful. I reach out and I grab the cardigan as she walks to the bathroom. And I was like, wow, great cardigan. And I'm touching it. And I look up and it's Ellen. And she's like, thanks. And then she goes to, and I was like, oh my God, that's so embarrassing. I just like grabbed a celebrity. Okay. So fast forward, we go to the Beyonce concert. And
even if she let you touch her like that.
She didn't. Even, I just touched her without asking.
Even if somebody did that to me, I'd be like, what the
hell? I know, but she was so nice. Okay. So then we do the Beyonce concert. So she's married to this guy named Chris, who's also in the music business and a music producer and designer. And he's really good friends with my husband. And so we went to this like, you know, a day event and it was just kind of us. Ellen was sleeping. And so we hung out with, his name's Chris as well. So we hung out with my husband, Chris, and the other Chris. I'm going to make the story short. So we're talking all day and we really bonded. We were like together for like
you
5 hours. Me and husband, Ellen's husband, Chris. Okay. We really bonded and I felt like we were great friends. And we're having great talks, like really deep talks. And I was like, how's it like supporting someone? And blah, blah, blah. Like we really, really talking. And it was during a time where I was really obsessed about why people don't get divorced. Like, what made you stay married? Because I'm like hitting my 10-year anniversary this year. And so then we walk in. This is where it gets so bad. This is my Ellen story. This is where I really scrubbed up. Okay. Like I effed up. So I walk into the hotel with husband Chris and my husband Chris. And I'm like, Ellen, hey. And we'd seen each other, like never officially been introduced, but like had been in the same circle all weekend. And I just look at her and I go, why do you think you and Chris haven't got divorced yet? Chris Knight turns to me and he goes, Kelty. And she's like, well, I think we just like really, and she answered it. She gave like a beautiful answer. And my husband has never been mad at me in my life. Like he's never, and I say the wrong thing every instance that's available, just much like this podcast. And we walk away and he grabs my hand. He goes, that was really unnecessary. And I was like, oh, Chris Knight's mad at me. Uh-oh. And then he's told this story like 4 times to his friends. And every time they're like, whoa, you did not. He's like, why would you open your conversation with like the most famous actor in the world by being like, why do you think you haven't got divorced? Not even like, God, you've been married for so long. Right, what's the secret? Right. No, why haven't you got divorced? Because you know there's some dirty stuff. They've been married for so long. There's dirty stuff in my marriage too. And you're like, well, I just didn't have enough money to leave him or whatever it is, you know? Like, anyway, so I'm so embarrassed. And then Chris's husband was like, we should all get dinner. And so then Chris, my husband, texted Chris and was like, we should all get dinner.
And he said no.
No, he didn't say no, but like, we haven't had the dinner. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and I was
no.
like, I saw their house in Architectural Digest. I definitely want to be friends with them. Like, set up the dinner. Oh, the other part I forgot to tell you is that then after I was so inappropriate, I turned to her and I was like, hey, I just want to say like a huge thank you. Like, I've watched you for years and I did that thing, which is probably so annoying when you're at the Beyonce concert. But like, I was like, the way that you've been so outspoken about women and their salaries has really inspired me to talk more about money with other people. Uh-huh. And I was like, I know you get for it, but like it's really inspired me and I love how empowered you make other women. And then she told me like kind of a whole story about like, she's like, yeah, people get really mad at me for being that way, but like I think it's the most important thing that I do in my career is like uplifting other people and making sure we all get paid what we need. And it was like a really nice conversation. So
wow,
she's definitely
a modern woman.
Yeah, with great taste, great hair, great face, sunshine mind.
Yeah,
wow, she's that's not in the gloom mind.
That's really nice to hear, because I, you know, it's like, don't ever meet your idol. Like, I'm kind of like,
at least she hasn't come on.
Yeah.
Well, I'll ask Chris. I'll be like, why do you think you're not divorced? And also, would you like to? Have you asked? I'm sure you've asked.
I'm sure we've asked. Yeah. I mean, and it's like an open door policy. Anybody that has ever been on a Grey's Anatomy or at any point was even an extra on Grey's Anatomy has an open door to the OR here.
Anyway,
we've had a good amount of them.
Yeah. No, you've had everyone except,
yeah.
Well, the next time I see her, I'll be like, why haven't you done scrubbing in? That'll be my first on. She'll be like, what? And I'll be like, great cardigan.
Yeah. Wait, just before you leave. Why do you think you're not divorced yet?
Oh, great question. I really, really like my husband as a human being. Like, it's been hard. There's been times where I hate him. There's been times where we've had pretty big fights. There's been years where it was like not great, you know? But like, he's such a good person. He's so calming. He's really a champion for me. And I like really, we have the same outlook on life. Like, we enjoy doing the same things. Like, he's not a big drinker. I'm not a big drinker. Like, he's not a club guy. I'm not a club guy. Like, you know, it's like we have the same, we want the same things out of our lives. But I just like him as a human being, even if he was like burnt in an accident, like I would still like him like his human, even if I wasn't like. Even if his beautiful blue eyes could never open again, I would be like, I still like you as a human, but he has flaws.
Right. We all do,
you know, but it's like you're, you know, it's like, you're like you guys have a good life together.
Yeah.
You like experience life. And I went and like listened to our wedding vows for the first time in 10 years. Cause I'm going to post them on our anniversary. I hadn't seen them since we did them. And I was like, still tracks. Really? Everything we said, yeah, still tracks, 100%.
Oh, that's nice.
I know. You gonna get married?
Yeah.
This is the one?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know that.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the one. Not sure when, though. Yeah.
It's, you know what? But here's the thing. Sorry, this is such a long episode. I'm so sorry. I could just talk forever. You have to let him do the thing.
Yeah.
Like, I got really psycho because I really wanted to get engaged. And I remember standing outside the Kings game to my husband and being like, if you like it, then you should put a ring on it. And yeah, it looks so obnoxious.
That's like how I've been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. You got to slow your roll.
Yeah.
Slow your roll. And because men, they don't plan the wedding. They're never going to be surprised you ever again. Like, this is their shining moment.
Yeah. It's very funny. So I've been wearing like a lot of white because I was like, I just want to wear white when I think he's going to propose. So I've been wearing much white.
I know. I saw in Paris. I was like, they're going to get engaged,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Because she's wearing white every day.
I packed all white on my trip to Paris.
So were you sad when you didn't get engaged?
Yeah, I was sad, but I didn't like, the trip wasn't ruined because of it. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, I didn't let it ruin the trip.
Yeah.
But it's so funny. Becca, her big thing is she's like, I really, really need Robbie to propose when you're not wearing white. Like, I just really want him to like totally catch you off guard. And I was like, well, then he's going to have to do it like the hair salon or something because I'm always on guard.
No, like I saw your nails are nicely done. Like, it's coming.
Yeah.
My husband told me we were going to dinner. Like, I thought there was all these events that I was like, oh, this is it. This is it.
Yeah.
He told me, oh, we're going to our friend's house for dinner. And I was wearing leggings and a Nirvana t-shirt, no makeup, and an ugly Urban Outfitters yellow cardigan. And he was like, oh, the front door's not. Let's go around back so we don't wake the kids. And I went around back and it was all decorated. And that's when he proposed. I had no idea. And it was the best. So chill.
Leggings and a Nirvana shirt. Yeah.
I still have the Nirvana shirt. I was like, this is very fitting. But you got to chill out. Enjoy your life.
Yeah.
And then
I decided after our trip in Paris, I was like,
take the pressure off.
No, I'm just.
He obviously has a plan. Who would not lock this down?
He does have a plan. I know he has a
plan. Of course he has a plan.
Just when is the plan?
But the plan, you have a long life together.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you for saying that.
You got this.
Yeah, I got this.
You got this. And it's going to be, he's not a dummy. He'll film it. He's got this. He's got the photographer locked down. Like, he's not a dumbass. He's got it right.
No, he's not a dumbass. But yeah, I literally have no idea.
And let him surprise you because forever, this is the man you're going to have forever. It gets less and less surprises.
And Kelty is one foot out the door. Love you. Bye.
I'm literally like, this is what I would like for my birthday. Link. Affiliate link to my own Amazon page. You know? Like, it gets really, love gets boring. Okay, bye. Yeah, love you.
Okay, love you. Bye. I'm so sorry, guys.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by 2 sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
Yes. At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses.
And don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. Deals on handbags? Yeah. Hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.